thing. You just strum away, and it depends which comes first, whether it's a word, something you feel you have to do, nothing to do with play the guitar or singing. You have to say something. That's one way. You might want to rest until you've done it. That doesn't happen all the time. Sometimes you're just strumming away thinking, oh, what a nice day. And you go, oh, here comes the sun. Oh, no. and so you don't write Here Comes the Sun again.
Yes, well, I tell you what we'll do now, John. We'll go to the movies and listen to a track off the movies album, a track called No Class, and this sounds completely different from the Beatles. Called No Class with John on lead vocals. And John, you also wrote the song, didn't you?
Yes, that's one of, I think, two on the record which I wrote all the bits for.
On other occasions, other members of the band,
yes,
join you.
Tunes or ideas we come up with, and we sit around arguing all the time, and things get thrashed out.
Yeah. Well, analysis after the event, having heard the song, what sort of things were you trying to get at there?
Well, that was, there's a lot of bits and pieces in that. The story of it, because I like songs with a story and development. The story comes from when I used to work in the Black Mikado, which was a theatre show which went around the country. And the nobs of the cast used to stay at the Grosvenor Hotel in Glasgow. And I had a particularly bad scene on at the Grosvenor Hotel, and I thought, well, wouldn't it be nice if the whole place burned down? And it did a year later.
You must have felt pretty bad then, I should
think. Well, I didn't feel bad. I regard it as prophecy. There's a lot of songs that happen after the event.
So do you find then, when you're writing songs, that you do tend to draw on experiences that have happened to you, things that are happening to you in your daily life, being part of a band on the road?
Yeah, you put a lot of them into a single song. A lot of little details. You go around the world, and people have techniques for this. For cigarette packets, you write, you think, oh, that's a good idea, or I must say that, and you write it on the back of a cigarette packet. Everybody does it. I still do it on the back of on a shirt cuff. There's a guy who's a friend of mine who lives close to me. He's got things written on his shirt tails and on lavatory papers suspended from his ceiling. Everywhere, you know, you just write things.
Does it take a long time to then put the song together, or can that be something that happens very quickly?
It can take a long time. There is really no saying. There is a thing which you can't describe underneath it all, which is a feeling which hits you when you know you've got it right. It's like a flash of lightning through your skull, and that's it. And then you say, okay, that's it, finish. And it is finished. It takes very little time after that.
Yes, as part of a band, which obviously involves a lot of other people, John, you must find also that when you're writing a song, you're thinking of the different instruments play.
Yeah.
You're thinking of your voice and of the different temperaments involved.
Yeah.
How do you kind of sort out that struggle?
You've got to keep the customer satisfied as well, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very difficult. In this particular band, the movies, we've got six people, all of whom think totally differently. And all of them want to do different things. And so we have to thrash that out. And we do. It's surprising. We play together, but we do. And we've got bits of everything in that as a result. There has to be a decision of time. Somebody has to make it. And it's the songwriter in our case. In my case, it's me. If we've got a joint decision, then it's more often than not me, only because I've sort of staked my claim on it in the first place. But gradually, they're all picking up the same kind of iron will. and they're doing it too now.
Do you find that commercial potential hangs heavily over you? The thought that you might, if you really sat down and thought about it, be able to write things to order, that you might get into charts here and there?
It's easy to do that. It is actually easy to write that kind of material. It's not so easy to get it sold, because there is so much of it. And that is a matter of luck, and thank God for that. Yes, I could sit down and write you a potential number one tomorrow, of course. People now know how to do those things. And there are staff writers, and that's their job. And how come if every record company is full of staff writers, as they are, why aren't these staff writers getting number ones all the time? Well, thank God for luck.
So to a large extent, you and the movies are writing songs to please yourselves and the people who listen to you.
Yes, of course. Yes, it's an entertainment medium, this. If a little truth gets through in the meantime, well, that's a positive plus.
Mm.
It starts that way. The feeling that you get is just indescribable. This is the magical thing about the business. You just go, of course, that has to be it. And after that, you're prepared to go through hell or high water to get that thing done. Because it's not just you that wrote it in the first place. It is something which made you decide, which was not yourself. You are just the fact-finding thing, and then something above you goes, thank you, puts its finger on your brain.
Do you have time in what must be a very busy life to actually become interested in and listen to other songwriters?
I'm sure I'm not a typical case in that respect. But then ask that to any songwriter and they'd probably say the same, because that's what songwriters are about. There's no typical case. In my case, for the past 2 years, I've not had a stereo system at all. I haven't got a radio. It so happens, last week I bought one. And I've heard so much music in the past week, I've completely forgotten what it was about, in a way.
Is there one songwriter in Britain today that you find exciting and interesting?
Songwriting? Well, it's this is where there are these categories. Songwriting, production, sound, image. If you think of one guy who's managed to put it all together, original ideas, exciting image, beautiful presence, it's going to be David Bowie.
Oh, I hoped you'd say that. I really did, because I agree wholeheartedly.
It must be. He's our Elvis Presley, and let's hope we have a generation of music like America had after Elvis Presley. Mm.
Well, we'll play a David Bowie song now, Golden Years, which you've chosen, in fact. Now, is there a particular reason why this song means something to you?
And again, it's rather like From Me to You, in that it's a typical, you can file it away, and a lot of other people try to do the same thing. There's a lot of the same kind of rhythm.